Here's a little background about something. English has three types of morphology. Inflectional morphology refers to inflections for tense that go on verbs and number that go on nouns. So there's walk, and then there are tenses like walks, walked, walking. Those are inflectional morphemes. For the plural, there are things like boy, boys. That S at the end is an inflectional morpheme. The second kind of morphology is called derivational morphology. In English, it's mainly prefixes and suffixes. Other languages do more complicated things like infixes, affixes of various other sorts. So in English, we've got things like write, rewrite, emote, emotion, satisfy, satisfaction, live, livable. Those are all cases in which a word is combined with a suffix to form or prefix to form a new word. Now, the third kind of morphology is compounding. Two words that are combined to form a new word. And something is an example of that. In terms of children learning to read words like something, knowing the words that are combined to form a compound is helpful, but the combination works differently than the individual words. That's the trick part. It's not a simple addition of two words to form another one. So take something. Children may already know some and thing, common words. But something is not just some plus thing in pronunciation or meaning. Let me try to illustrate this. So you could say, something I saw on Broadway. So there's something there is like some unspecified thing I saw. I could also say, something that was crawling in the basement. If you were writing that, you'd put a space between the sum and the thing. That thing down there, something that was crawling in the basement. It's more like a pronoun. You can maybe get this from thinking about this old Beatles song. Something in the way she moves me. That's not the name, that's not the title of the song. It's something in the way she moves me. It's not a particular thing. Something in the way she moves me. It's some unspecified thing. Something. So the pronunciation of something is different from some plus thing, and the meaning also changes somewhat. And as always, pronunciations of common words vary in real life. Many people will say something. And the effect of that pronunciation is to make it even more far removed from thing, something. Compounds are a lot of fun because of how the component words combine. There are a lot of peculiarities. I mean, the language has been changing over a long period of time, and often the meaning of the compound word is really only slightly or obliquely related to the meanings of the parts. So, you know, kids are going to learn somewhere or sometime, somehow. Those words are pretty consistent. You know, some is kind of contributing the same thing to the meaning of somewhere, sometime, somehow. Those aren't bad. But now think about the thing words. So there's something. That's some unspecified thing. Something. Something in the way she moves me. There's everything. Okay, that's all of those unspecified things. Anything. That's any of those unspecified things. And then there's nothing, which is not any of these unspecified things. Notice it's not the word. The word isn't no thing, although that's kind of what it means. So you get these changes in the way that the meaning of a word contributes to a compound, and you get changes in pronunciation that often signal and go along with changes in meaning. other thing words. Well, plaything. That's not like something or anything. It's an object. It's something you play with. An under thing, well, that's a kind of clothing. Under. And the under kind of refers to, you know, how it's worn. So the relationship between the front word, which is called the modifier, and the second word, which is called the head, varies. And the meaning of the compound is not just a simple combination of the meaning of the parts. You know, it's like the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Still, if the child knows sum and thing, that will get them a long way towards simple and pretty transparent compound words like something. The complications are going to arise as children's vocabularies expand, and they see cases that vary from the simple ones they start out with. So, you know, some educators recommend that children who are struggling with a word can use a strategy of, you know, seeing if it contains a word they already know. And that will work for pretty simple compounds like something and everything, but it is not a reliable strategy in general. In fact, it'll throw the kid off the scent in many cases. You know, here's a few. So, you know, seething. If you read it, it looks like see, S-E-E, thing. But there's no see in there, and there's no thing. It's seething. It's related to the word seethe. Same thing's happening with teething. From the spelling, it looks like, you know, teething. Or, even worse, it looks like tee, like a golf tee thing. Well, teething is not a tee thing. Bathing. There's no bath there, and there's no thing there. It's from the word bathe, and it's the ing is an inflection. There's no rain and train, so if you're having trouble with train, you don't want to go looking for rain, because it's going to throw you off track in terms of what word it is, what meaning it is. There's no corn in corner. There's no liver in deliver. And sweetbreads, which are kind of food, they're not bread and they're not sweet. So you can have a lot of fun with derivational morphology and compounding in particular. But for beginning readers, the compounds they're going to get introduced to are fairly simple combinations of component words. And that's a good place to start. They can build on that knowledge to deal with these more complicated combinations of words after they've got this foundation in place.